the Waikato, where Ian Kerr grows a variety of hydroponic lettuces and other greens on his Karapiro property. He sells his produce at the Cambridge and Hamilton farmers markets, where he's well known as the lettuce man. It's a far cry from his previous endeavour working in farming and tourism on a Fiji island. Ian, kia ora, welcome.
Hey, good morning, good morning.
Tell me a little about the path to your latest endeavour. Did you work overseas for many years?
15 years in Fiji. Managed an island up there for an American family. And, did a lot of fishing and diving, actually.
I was going to say, it sounds like the dream job, really, was it?
It was. I still dream about it.
So you came home eventually about 2006. And then what? Was it just looking for a new venture, a new place?
Yeah, I started another family in Fiji, and the kids were due for education, so I found a block of scrub beside a school with a shop at the end of the gate. So, it ticked all the boxes.
It's also, of course, Karapiro, so famous for its rowing. How close are you to that action?
Oh, we're only, the actual lake's only about 500 metres.
Well, you're not too far away from the water still then, are you?
No. We've got water. We've got a couple of rivers run through the property. It's beautiful down the back of the property.
I imagine water is a very important factor when you were thinking about setting up a lettuce farm, right?
It is, yeah. No, water's where you start, actually, is water.
And were you always in hydroponics?
No, it's first for me. I cleared the block of scrub, I pulled all the gorse out and buried it, and I got some covers or a second-hand horticultural shed that I purchased and covered it, and I was going to grow or propagate native plants to reinstate the gully. And the guy said to me, what are you doing growing natives in this? This is a commercial shed. So I sort of looked down the avenues of growing a crop in it.
It's hilarious. What are you doing? It's a commercial shed, and then you think, actually, I've got a business here, literally right under my feet and over my head.
That's right, yep. So, we pursued it, and we started growing wongbok for a start, Asian greens for the Auckland market. The first week was good return, second week was a little bit less, and third week they pulled the mat from under me. So, I diversed and looked at maybe doing a lettuce and some watercress and just playing. And I heard a rumour they were starting a farmer's market in Hamilton. And so I just rocked up on the first day with my watercress and lettuce, and that's how it all started.
After that, did you start getting orders?
Yes, you met your customer there, and then there were cafes and restaurants that wanted you to deliver, and one thing led to another.
So that demand, I have no doubt, has grown a lot over the last 15 years as the cafe culture's developed so much. How far do you send your lettuce? Do they get up to Auckland? Is that a big market?
They go to Auckland, they go down your way, they go to Wellington. Quite a few people commuting from Hamilton down and come and get their greens for the week and catch the plane.
Tell me about what's involved in growing them. The thing hydroponically, I imagine, is everything sped up a little bit, and are your timings and all your temperature and water calculations vital?
It is, yeah, there's quite a bit. It's a balancing act. You're taking the what-ifs out of everything. I mean, hydroponics is good when it's good, but when it goes bad, it can go seriously bad. Touch wood, we haven't had one of those events here, but you look after the detail, really, like any gardening. We don't spray at all, so pests, we're always on the outlook there. We do get a problem, we just crop out and remove it from the area.
What's the full range? I mean, the greens now, we're so fancy, all the way down to the microgreens. We're all into our fresh herbs. What's the range you're growing there?
We're growing all sorts, right from basil and corianders through to cos lettuce, everything in between, wongbok and Asian greens and spring onions.
Good old mesculine.
Good old mesculine. It's a favourite.
What's the turnaround? They'll be different for different crops. What's the turnaround time-wise between what you're bringing them through from seed through to through to bagging them up?
Yeah, we strike our own seed here, do the whole thing. So we don't buy anything in from outside. It's this time of year, it's 4 to 5 weeks from seed. I'd say 5 weeks this time of year, the point of sale.
You mentioned keeping the pests out. Is the beauty, is that the beauty of being indoors effectively? Because I know what pests do to my basil within 24 hours of planting it.
Yeah, they're grown on tables, so they're off the ground. You plant your basil around your doorways, actually. It keeps the pests out, certain crops. And this time of year when these white butterfly around, we'll put a sacrificial crop outside, a cabbage or something that they will go and head for that and lay the eggs there.
So it's like a decoy. You put out the cheaper vegetable to keep it away from everything else.
That's right. Yep, that's it.
What else have you learned? I imagine the fads sort of come and go, but what else have you learned building the business side of things?
Well, the farmer's market's been our saviour. We wouldn't have survived being a small operation in the commercial world. There's no doubt about that. Farmer's market's given us an outlet, and we've sort of grown with it. I helped start the Cambridge one, and it was really as an outlet for our produce.
What was your original background? Do you come from a farming, growing background?
Sheep and beef. Never grown a thing in my life.
Meat man, and now it's all salads.
It's all salads, all greens. Now, my father was the gardener in the family, or my mother too, but I guess I must have picked up a bit from there.
And what took you to Fiji in the first instance? Did someone make you an offer you couldn't refuse?
A little bit like that. No, I was, the sunsets, really. And they brew a good beer up there also.
It's a wonderful attitude, Ian.
Yeah. No, it was a lot of fishing and diving, and we got into the resort business, helped set up an operation up there, and next thing you're just driven. You realise you hadn't had a rod in your hand or been under the water for months. So, I lost the recipe.
You did? Have you got any staff, or are you doing this largely yourself?
All on my Todd. And it's not a full-time job. We do about 20 hours a week, I suppose, and that's with selling it. And the rest of the time, I have just slowly built an accommodation business here. It's a beautiful property with waterfalls and everything here, and it's just nice to share it with people from time to time.
There's an element of serendipity, one thinks, or maybe you're understating the research you did, but, you know, you land in that beautiful location and you just happen to have a fully ready-to-go hydroponics shed on it. That someone finally pointed out to you. Was there a bit more research to it than that, or was it a case of, you know, the more adventurous you are, the more luck you have sometimes?
Yeah, well, those people that know me know there's not a lot of forward planning in anything I do, really. I just stumble along, and you see a gap or a door open, you go through it. If it's the wrong one, you always find reverse.
That's a very wise mantra. Thank you, Ian. I'll let you get back to it. Ian Kerr, he's known as the Lettuce Man. He's based in Karapiro, where he grows a variety of hydroponic lettuces and sells in Cambridge, the Hamilton Farmers Markets and beyond.